Well, the big jump in gas prices. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The AAA just updating its daily gas price survey, finding a gallon of gas in the U.S. now averaging more than $4.25 a gallon. That's up 8 cents from yesterday's record high. President Biden had warned yesterday it was coming when he banned Russian oil imports.
And when I first spoke to this, I said defending freedom is going to cost. It's going to cost us as well in the United States.
But a Reuters poll finds 8 in 10 people asked support the ban on importing Russian energy. The House is expected to vote today on a compromise $1.5 trillion spending bill to keep the government running through the end of the year. It will also buy more COVID-19 vaccines and testing kits and provide more than $13 million in aid to Ukraine.
They desperately need the arms to defend themselves against brutal Russian aggression, often viciously aimed at civilians who are escaping.
Senate Majority Leader Schumer's Senate approval is expected Friday. As the invasion of Ukraine passes the two-week mark, Congress is getting a warning from CIA Director William Burns that Russian President Vladimir Putin is angry and frustrated, and that makes him more dangerous.
He's likely to double down and try to grind down the Ukrainian military with no regard for civilian casualties.
A proposal to send Ukraine Poland's fleet of MiG fighter jets by the way of the Ramstein Air Base in Germany has been shot down.
We've received a statement from Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby in which he said the prospect of fighter jets at the disposal of the government of the United States of America departing from a U.S. NATO base in Germany to fly into airspace that is contested with Russia over Ukraine raises serious concerns for the entire NATO alliance. We do not believe Poland's proposal is a tenable one.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin reports the fear is the exchange would put the U.S. and NATO in direct conflict with Russia. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A jury seated yesterday. Opening arguments are expected in Michigan today in the trial of four men accused of plotting to kidnap the governor.
After the jury was selected, federal judge Robert Jonker told jurors to stay off social media and not talk about the case. Six men were arrested in October of 2020 for plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer over COVID policies, but two have since pleaded guilty and are testifying for prosecutors, who argue the men went so far as to scout out Whitmer's vacation home and engage in firearm drills. Defense attorneys say they were entrapped after the FBI infiltrated their group, but the two men who pled out have said agents' involvement may have de-escalated the plot. Some of the jurors who were dismissed said they had strong feelings on either side. One man said he didn't really trust the government right now. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
We should learn details today about yesterday's death of a Joplin, Missouri police officer and the wounding of two others in two confrontations with a gunman who is also dead. Venezuela has released two of the eight American businessmen it had detained.
Oil executive Gustavo Cardenas and Cuban-American tourist Jorge Alberto Fernandez have been released by the Venezuelan government. They and six others have been arrested over the past 5 years. The release follows a secret weekend trip to the South American country by Biden administration officials. President Biden in a statement says Cardenas has endured 5 years of hardship and Fernandez was arrested last year on spurious charges. The release comes after Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro signaled that he wants improved relations with the U.S. after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And the U.S. wants to cut support for Russia in Latin America. Sean Langell, Fox News.
Talks between Major League Baseball owners and the Players Union stretched into the wee hours again. Talks are set to resume this morning. The deadline for canceling more games has been extended until this afternoon. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.